Welcome back. We're following the latest development on the war in Ukraine. NATO allies meeting earlier and rejecting Ukraine's call for a no-fly zone over the country, saying it would amount to an escalation of the conflict. Meantime, the European Union is reportedly considering Russia's rights at the International Monetary Fund, which may be included another round of sanctions. All of this coming after Russia took over a Ukrainian nuclear power plant overnight, which is the largest in Europe. Well, we want to stick with the Russia-Ukraine crisis, but take a little bit of a different tack. The list of companies voluntarily cutting ties with Russia is ballooning. Apple, Microsoft, Intel, even FedEx today. But crypto exchanges, Coinbase, and Binance are taking a different tack for now, saying they won't kick Russians off their platform absent a government decree. And with all of this and more is Yahoo Finance's David Hollerith. And David, thanks for joining us here. What are the details? Because as I understand, a lot of mainstream traditional finance companies in the U.S. have been following the sanctions guidelines. Some of them have been going above and beyond what they had to do voluntarily and making some voluntary adjustments, but not so in the crypto space.
That's right, Jared. So this has been legally cryptocurrency exchanges have sort of followed the mandates that have been set up by NATO allies since last week. But there's been generally sort of conversation, and it's not totally clear or proven out whether or not cryptocurrencies would be useful for evading sanctions. Technically speaking, it seems like it could be possible. There's been a lot of data that's come out about whether or not it could happen to a substantial degree, and that seems to be proven incorrect in terms of commerce between the two economies. But going back to the cryptocurrency exchanges, these companies are mostly large, centralized cryptocurrency exchanges that have U.S. clients. And they have sort of come in over the past week and have sort of restated the fact that they will not block the accounts of non-sanctioned Russian individuals. So what the tact that they're taking right now is that cryptocurrency is acting as a lifeline for these people who might be in Russia, who might not necessarily agree with what's going on, but need some kind of safe haven. Given the Russian ruble situation, the general economy in Russia. Now, this is also followed by lawmakers' calls, Elizabeth Warren, one of them, who have been asking for, corporate entities, especially cryptocurrencies, to sort of get behind the effort, so to speak. So the Treasury Department hasn't laid down stricter sanctions, but the trend is obviously it's being bucked against what larger financial institutions are doing. I think that an interesting point to note here is the fact that cryptocurrency is kind of standing up and it's taking, a larger role in this conflict in the sense that on both sides, it's being used. And the question is sort of remaining about, what could potentially go wrong versus what is actually feasible.
Well, and you have to imagine eventually down the pike, if we get more conflict and if the tensions ratchet up, there could be some government decree that forces these exchanges to divest the Russian customers of their assets or at least to kick their customers off the platform. I'm just wondering, what do you think it takes to get there? And then what would it take to get there for these companies like Coinbase and Binance to do this voluntarily?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said before, for these cryptocurrency exchanges, like the background of which cryptocurrency was sort of created, this is not necessarily off par with where they've stood. Again, it's never really cryptocurrency has never been seen as an asset that's been used in a time of war like this to this degree, I guess you could say. But things we would look to see if something would change would obviously be an announcement from the Treasury Department to sort of increase sanctions. Another thing that could happen would be that a cryptocurrency exchange, which they have the monitoring tools in place to sort of check transactions coming to their exchanges and to see where those transactions are coming from, the origination of funds. It would be for them to spot individual accounts that look nefarious or look tied to maybe some other accounts that are sanctioned, and they would, potentially halt them. And in that scenario, we're not really sure how that would work. all the exchanges have procedures for it, but obviously that could snowball and change the situation drastically. I think a very realistic situation is that there are cryptocurrency exchanges that are not the ones that we're hearing about, that are sort of, they don't have compliance. And those are likely to be sanctioned by the Treasury Department, given a certain matter of time. So those are exchanges we've never heard of and are not very large, and the volumes on there are not very high. But that's probably the most likely thing we can expect.
Yeah, and I should add that both Coinbase and Binance have released statements that they are abiding by the anti-money laundering guidelines and also the Know Your Customer rules in the U.S., including on all customers that they have around the globe. All right. Thank you for that, Yahoo Finance's David Hollerith and Karina.